Welcome to another All Business Podcast. This is Ted Schubel. Thank you for bringing us up on your phone or your computer or wherever you are listening. We talk with area business owners here, the people that make the region work. When we come back, we're all business.
The All Business Podcast is supported by Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Most folks who work here love living here, and that makes a difference. At Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com, they're proud to work the hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com makes it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. And if you're looking for a good local job, search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at Richmond to DC HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
We're at 9221 Belgrove Drive in King George. This is the Belgrove Plantation Bed and Breakfast. We're with Michelle Darnell. Michelle, this is a wow. We just did a walkthrough of this place. It is big, and it is really historically authentic.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
How does somebody find a place like that? How did you get involved here?
You're going to laugh. I found it on the internet.
What?
I found it on the internet. In 2010, we decided, my husband and I lived in Chesapeake at that time, and we were looking for a place to open as a bed and breakfast. We're both big historic nuts, so we were wanting something that had a lot of history. We just didn't realize it was going to be this much history.
What was this place like when you got here?
It was completely empty. It was completely restored, but it was completely empty. There were no furniture. There was no fixtures. There were no curtains or rugs. So basically, it was a blank canvas. We had spent a lot of time, like 10 months prior, looking at homes and places over in Charlottesville. And either they were either too expensive or needed too much work. So when we walked in here, I mean, immediately we knew that we wanted to be here. So we were very excited to find it.
Belgrove has ties with James Madison.
Absolutely. It's the birthplace of President Madison. It's also his mother's family's home, the Conways. They were here from 1670 to 1790, and James's mother was born and raised here. She returned here to have James Jr. when she was about 6 months pregnant. She stayed here until he was about 3 months old, and then she would leave to go back to Orange and then leave James here with her mom because of the smallpox epidemic that she was trying to get away from. He would spend the next 2 years here with his grandmother and then go back to Orange with his mom.
Now, he was not born in the plantation house that we're sitting in.
There's technically not the house that's standing here, the 1791 house. However, the house he was born in, the footprint is located under the south side of this house in a crawl space. And when Mr. Hipkins built this house, he tore down the Conway house and incorporated it into the 1791 house. So it's not the house that he was born in, but you are walking through pieces and parts of the house that he was born in. So technically, no, he's not born here, but technically, yes, he was.
Yeah, you're right. And to know that you're standing right over the spot and that's all been identified, that's pretty cool stuff.
It is. And we were able to pretty much 99% know that it is the birthplace, exactly where it was at, by the artifacts that we have found on the property. On the south side of the house, we find artifacts that date to the late 16, early 1700s, and then that's mixed in with some of the later time periods, such as the Civil War, because they were all over the property.
Boy, the history. Well, you were telling me we're just outside of Port Royal, where John Wilkes Booth came through, and not too far from here is where he died. And he didn't stop here, but some of the soldiers did.
Yeah, they were about 24 hours behind him, and so when they arrived here at 10:30 at night, the ferry was not running, so they had to stop and sleep overnight. So we had them sleeping in our front lawn. Half slept here, half went across the road to Walsingham, and then one of the officers, Lieutenant Colonel Everton Conyers, actually slept in our front hallway. Later, when they would find Booth at Garrett's Farm, which is about 4 miles up on the hill over here, Conyer was actually the one that started the barn on fire to get him and Harold out of the barn.
How did you go about restoring or furnishing this house?
Well, I started off with an actual furniture historian and antique dealer out of Midlothian, Virginia, Jay Gates and his mom, Jo Gates, with Gates Antiques. They actually helped me find the majority of the large pieces. We call them the anchor pieces. And then from there, I like to shop. So I would go out and I would find pieces that we would add to the house. And we do that all the time. We go out and we look, and if there's something that speaks to me, I'll bring it home. Also, we have a lot of people that donate things to us. I get a lot of different pieces that will come into the house, and we'll add it to the decor. Or if it doesn't work for us or we don't have space for it, we'll take those pieces down to Port Royal Trading Post, which is an antique location just across the river from us here, and we actually have a booth number 39, and we will sell those pieces, and all that money will go back into the James Madison Belgrove Foundation, which is our nonprofit, to help us continue our prime mission of preservation, restoration, improvement, maintenance, and education of the property.
Well, this is, and as we go along and talk about this is just really a jewel when you take a look at everything. And the way you've done each of the rooms, it's not as though you just see something and you like it. It matches the time period.
It does. Each of the rooms, we have four of the bed and breakfast rooms, and we've named each one of them after people that were here on the property. It's our way of remembering and honoring each of the families so that we don't forget where we came from. And so what we've done is in each of those rooms, we put in period pieces that reflect that time period. So if you sleep in the Conway room, you're going to see pieces in there that date from somewhere between the 1670 to the 1790 period.
If someone's interested in coming here for the bed and breakfast part of it, I guess you got all the information online?
Yes, if you go to our website, which is www.belgroveplantation.com, and you can make a reservation both for your overnight stay with us. We also do special things such as dinner at the plantation, that options that you can add to it as well. But we also have a page called our afternoon tea page. We do a lot of afternoon tea here, and that's open Monday through Sunday, as long as we don't have a public event going on. And they can make reservations right there at our tea page as well.
So what happens at the tea? What do you do?
Oh, well, this is really a lot of fun. We have food, which we start off with two different scones, three different types of tea sandwiches, and three different types of petite desserts, and then a pot of tea. The food changes monthly, so you get a different menu each month. And then the tea is actually specially blended for us here in King George by Terry's Tea and Doilies. We have 10 different flavors that are exclusive to us, and they are amazing tea. But anyway, you will come in and you can pick a room that you want to sit in, whether you want to sit in the tea room with all the teacups and stuff, or sit in the formal dining room, or even in the parlor, or even out on our back portico looking at the river. So there's a lot of locations that you can do. We do either a 1 o'clock or a 2:30 tea, and you spend about an hour sitting there and enjoying, and then you can do a tour of the house after if you want, or if you just want to sit and enjoy for a few minutes and then you're done.
What an interesting way to, you know, if you're looking for something to do some afternoon, especially this summer, come on out and do a tea with, bring some of your friends along.
Absolutely, absolutely. We do also do a lot of bridal shower teas and also a lot of baby shower teas. So we were actually selected last year by the Virginia Living Magazine as Best Virginia, and one of our categories that we won was Best Afternoon Tea. So we have some really good tea, or as I should say, we do a smashing tea.
That's fascinating stuff. Belgrove Plantation, Bed and Breakfast is where we're at right now. Michelle Darnell with us. 9221 Belgrove Drive in King George. Is this 301 the main road?
It's the James Madison Highway or Route 301. And I do want to caution people to please make sure they look very carefully, because there are two Belgroves in Virginia. We are here in King George, just south of Fredericksburg, about 30 miles. And there is a Belgrove that is in the Shenandoah Valley in Middletown, Virginia. It's actually connected to the Madisons as well. It was his sister's home and named after us. So a lot of people get it confused. But if you show up there, you're about 2 hours from us. So we caution people to make sure they get the right location.
And if you're coming in and you're headed into Port Royal, if you start going over the bridge, you've gone too far. You're going to have to circle back. I did that.
Yes, yes. You can miss it very easily because it's tucked back in the back. But it's important that, it was actually very important that it was tucked back, because it actually saved the house from being looted. So most people didn't know that we were here, and all the original architecture, all the original flooring and mantles and everything are still here. So whereas like Minokin was looted, we were not. So It was very, very good for us at that point.
Now, you walk around here, Michelle, and you look at them. You really have provided a service and are just providing so much history for this region that would have just been tucked away here. And I mean, you know, thank you for what you've done.
Well, Brett and I both feel like we're stewards of this history that's here. When I arrived here, people knew bits and pieces, but all the history that we discussed as we were doing our tour earlier, that wasn't really known that much. I spent thousands of hours scouring the Library of Virginia, the Library of Congress, the Historic Society of Virginia, William and Mary, and even all the way out to California, because we did have some people from California that lived here. What I'm doing is I'm pulling back that history, bring it back to the house so that we can archive it, and so people in the future will know this history, not just us.
And you have in each of the rooms that some of the pictures you have and just some of the stories that you really make, you make a house like this come alive. And we realize that as we walk around it today, real people were here and had real lives just like us.
Right. Well, when we opened up the bed and breakfast, one of the things that we wanted to make sure of was that when people came here, they felt like they were visiting a home. They weren't visiting a museum. We want you to sit down and touch things. We want you to be a part of things. We want the house to be lived in. Even though it's a presidential home and a landmark, we are a Virginia landmark, we don't want you to feel like there's a velvet rope between you and the house. So people are shocked when they come in to do our tours. We do what we call our historic mansion tour, Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4. And when they come in, they're shocked when we tell them, hey, yeah, you can sit down on the furniture, or yes, you can take a picture. We don't mind it at all. Or yes, you can pick up that book. We don't mind. And it shocks them, because a lot of the times they'll go to actual museums and they're like, don't touch.
Yeah.
But we want people to feel welcome. Back in the colonial period and even back in the Victorian period, people would come visit other homes and they would stay for 1 or 2 weeks or even a month. And that's the way we feel when people come and stay with us here at the Bed and Breakfast. I'm not just giving you a key and sticking you in a room. You're actually part of the family, or you come in and become good friends of ours. We have the saying that you come as a guest and leave as a friend. So we'll sit and chat with you at breakfast or whatever. So you don't just get the house, you get us too.
And I noticed it when we were doing the tour, when you were walking around and just showing me things and you were telling me some of the ages of some of the furniture, I'm thinking, if I'm at Monticello or Mount Vernon or any of these places, there's a rope here, and you know, don't get too close to that.
Yeah. Well, but again, you know, you can look at something, and if you don't have a picture of it in your brain, how can you experience it? That's what we always say: come and experience Belgrove, because it is an experience. We've had people multiple times that have gone to our website and looked at our pictures, and then come here and say, "Oh my gosh, your pictures don't do justice to the house." They are exactly as I take them, or other photographers have taken them. It's exactly like it is, and it's just a great experience. Even just to come and see the sunset over the river is an experience in itself. But we also provide other experiences here as well. We do a lot of public events. We have our Civil War reenactment coming up in July, July 28th. It's a one-day event. It starts at 9, ends at 9. We are giving people that have uniforms the opportunity to come and be a full immersion. They have to report to camp at 9 o'clock in the morning. They'll leave at 9 o'clock at night, and they'll fall in with the troops. So they'll actually be a part of a unit for the day. We also have an encampment where people could come and meet other people. We have a speaker named Willie Brown, who wrote a book about the colored troops during the Civil War and their importance. He'll be speaking. We'll have tea with the Lincolns. President Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln will be here, and we'll be having tea at 1 o'clock. On Friday, though, we have a very special event. This is where the Lincolns will be getting married. The gentleman that plays Mr. Lincoln, Ron Carley, has been with us for 4 years. He's coming down from Michigan, and he is coming at his own expense, which we are very grateful for. But last year, he brought his girlfriend, Tina, who plays Mary Todd, and he asked her to marry him on the front porch. And she said yes. And this year, they are actually going to be doing their real-life wedding, but they'll be dressed as Lincoln and Mary. So we will have a Civil War wedding or an antebellum wedding on Friday at 7 o'clock on the 27th of July. And we have opened it up to the public. It's a free event that you could come and see the Lincolns actually get married. So we invite the public to come out and just, it's not a long event. It's just maybe an hour, but it's still a lot of fun and a chance to see the property as well. Then we have other events that are coming up, and we're very excited about our Spirits Festival in September 8th. We will be doing our Spirits Festival, which is a play on the fact that we are supposed to be haunted, but it's also the spirits such as wine and distilled liquor and beer. We have a lot of really wonderful vendors that come out and set up to sell their wares. We have wineries that come out, distilled liquor people that will come out, food trucks. We have two great bands. We have the Flaming Fireballs, and then we also have Double Deuce or Double Down. And yes, it's going to be a great event. I would suggest getting tickets early and getting here early and grabbing a spot out in the circle so you can watch the band and enjoy the food and the drinks and the music. And it's just a wonderful event. But the most important part about that event, though, is that it raises money for our foundation. We have three buildings, our Summer Kitchen, Ice House, and Smokehouse, which were built 1720 to 1750. And the money we raised at all these events go to help us restore those buildings and as well as do other things here.
And you all, I know there's all kinds of information on your website. BelgrovePlantation.com has a lot of the things that you've touched on, and people can get information about getting tickets and things like that.
Yes, you can go to our website and get the information about the calendar, which if you look under the calendar, you can see things such as we have our Elvis Tea coming up in August. I only have two tickets left of that. We have a gentleman coming to sing and sing for us while we're having tea. We did it last year, and we have a lot of ladies that swooned at the bottom of the staircase when he came down. Also, we have tickets about our tours. We, again, do our historic tours Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 4. Those don't require reservations. You just show up, and we get you into the tour. That's $15 for adults. Children 12 to 5 is $10, and children under that are free. We also do ghost tours. We were on the television show Ghost Hunters, and yes, they did find stuff. And so we do ghost tours in the evening from 9 to 10:30. It's only an hour and a half, but it doesn't take long to find a ghost at Belgrove.
I have heard about this and with Belgrove, so it's real?
It is very haunted. We have approximately 80 ghosts. We have pictures, we have audio, we have all kinds of stuff. It's amazing. We have a couple kitty cat ghosts. We have a little boy ghost named Jacob. We have a lady in white. We've had Civil War soldiers. We have all kinds of different people. So, yeah, most people that come here don't leave without at least having one experience.
What's that like?
Well, I live here every day, and yeah. I will tell you, I've lost count at the number of people that I have seen and heard. And the neat thing is unlike most of the television shows on television, they are everybody's afraid of the ghosts and it's a scary thing. It's not scary here. That's the cool thing. They're just other people that you just can't see, and they like being here. They like to interact with our guests if they want to. If you are afraid of ghosts, however, I will tell you our ghosts are very kind and they will not make themselves known. I've never had a guest leave here upset or scared, and it's just a lot of fun.
You told me just a fascinating story about a picture. Miss Catherine, can you tell that story?
Yeah, Miss Catherine is our lady in our parlor. I bought her when I first moved in here. Fell in love with her brooch. She's about 1830 to 1850 time frame. And about 2 weeks after I got her here, she did tell me that her name is Catherine. We call her Catherine with a C. And about 2 years ago, we had the ladies' club, the ladies' wives' club from Fort Belvoir here for an afternoon tea. And when the ladies walked into the parlor, one of the ladies said, "Oh my God, that's my cousin." And I said, "No, it's not." And she said, "Yes, it is. I have a copy of that picture." So I made her send it to me. And yes, in fact, she does have a copy. And I asked her what her name was. And she said, "Well, her name is Catherine. We called her Kate."
Isn't that fascinating? When you told me that, it's a great painting.
Yes.
And but then that story was just, because when you told me the name and when you added the additional part,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a lot of wow. And like I said, it's just amazing the number of times that we've had contact with them. They like to turn the flashlight on and off to talk to us. In fact, we had a wedding last weekend, and I put it up on Facebook. I thought it was really funny. I said, what do you do the night before your wedding when you're staying at Belgrove? Well, you go ghost hunting, of course. And I took the bride and her maids and maid of honor out for ghost hunting for a little while. We were able to sit in the hallway and talk to Jacob. He turned the flashlight on and off to answer questions for us.
Yeah.
And then we went outside and took pictures and got lots of orbs in the pictures, and they were just absolutely thrilled. So it was really kind of a lot of fun. It's the first time I've ever had a wedding that actually did a ghost hunt the night before. We do, also speaking of weddings, we do a lot of weddings here. In fact, we have another wedding this weekend. That's why I always tell everybody, before you come out to visit, please make sure that you check our website, because a lot of times we have a private event going on. But this year, Virginia Living Magazine's Best of Virginia named us the number one wedding venue in Virginia. So we are very excited about that. We have the most beautiful setting and backdrop for anybody's wedding here, and you can't beat having a wedding right in front of the river as the sun is going down.
I was going to say, boy, this is quite the location to do a wedding. Michelle, if I'm interested in something like that, how much in advance do you need to know?
As far as a wedding?
Yeah.
Weddings, we can do, if we have the date available, we can make a last-minute one work. Usually people will book somewhere between 1 to 2 years out. We've got people that have booked 2019, 2020. So some of the hot dates in May and June or September, October, I highly recommend coming in and getting them booked early. If you don't, you won't get the date that you're looking for. But I have a wonderful event director. Her name is Tammy Anderson. That's probably one of our best assets when it comes to weddings. She literally will take the bride and groom through the entire process from the beginning of meeting here to the very end when she walks away after the reception. And it is a low stress event for them. There's nothing to worry about. If anything goes wrong, you won't know it as a bride and groom because she takes care of it. She is, like I said, one of my best assets as far as weddings and private events go. But if you're interested in a tour of Belgrove for a wedding, we highly recommend that you set up an appointment with her. We don't open up the house just for anybody to walk through for a wedding. We want you to come and meet with Tammy. But to get her, you'd actually call her directly at 804-366-8591, and that is on the website under our wedding page. But call her directly and set up your appointment and get out here as soon as you can so you can get that date that you want.
Belgrove Plantation Bed and Breakfast in King George is where we're at this week for the All Business Podcast. Michelle Darnell is with us for the bed and breakfast. How booked are you with something like that?
Well, it can be during the summer months can be packed, and we do have them during the weekends and on the weekdays. But we, you know, you can always check the website because we do have a calendar on the website that will tell you what we have available. We also sell a lot of gift certificates for birthdays and parties and such. But Christmas, of course, is our big time for gift certificates, so you can buy a family member a gift certificate and then have up to a year to use it.
This really is a special place. I mean, you have made it special, but it's just the history that's here. And I was telling you that I didn't realize it was even a bed and breakfast, and you then told me that I may not have known that, but a lot of people do know it's a bed and breakfast.
Actually, we kind of laugh because most people here in the county, the first thing they say when they arrive here for the first time is that, oh, I didn't even know this existed. However, everybody outside the county knows about it. Because we wrote our blog and people were following along with us when we were opening at Belgrove, we flipped on our reservation service August 1st of 2013. And our very first night, we had our very first reservation. It was not from Virginia, and it wasn't from America. It was from New Zealand. So we have been international since the very first day. I've gotten people here from Paris. I've gotten people here from Switzerland, from England, from Austria, from Japan, from China. So, I mean, people from all over the world have come to see Belgrove. So we hope that people here in America will do the same as well.
Michelle, before we get out of here today, I need you to explain, there is a terrific picture of you and your husband in the room we sit in. And there's a great story behind that picture.
Well, we have a picture in our formal dining room. It is of my husband and myself. We took it 2 years ago. Brett and I have been married as of this year 32 years, but back then it was 30 years. And our daughter got married here 3 years ago, and I thought, I don't want to be the only one not getting a wedding here. So I decided to renew our wedding vows at our 30-year mark. I'm originally from South Carolina, so I have always wanted to be Scarlett O'Hara. So I found my plantation. I just needed to get the dress. So Melissa Sullivan made a dress for me, a copy of the dress from a dress from Oakland's over in Leesburg. Yeah. Beautiful dress. It's about 25 pounds. It was very, very heavy, but it was very, very beautiful. And I did ask my husband, who is originally from Ohio, if he would consider wearing a Confederate uniform for the ceremony. He said, well, absolutely not. So I said, well, you're going to have to be Red Butler because Scarlett would never marry a Yankee. So he does have a tailcoat on it as well. So we always joke about that. But I tell you, it was really kind of funny. I had a tour come through one time, and the lady pointed up to the picture, and she said, is that one of your ancestors? I said, no, that would be me.
it's a great picture, and it fits the time period here.
Does. Well, that's the neat thing about Belgrove. We started in 1670, and so we have hit every point of American history. So I can literally put almost anything in this house, and it will work because this house was here during that period.
Again, July is a busy time. You got a couple of real big things happening.
Yeah, July we've got our, of course, we have our Civil War reenactment. It is, like I said, for one day. It's on the 28th of July from 9 to 9. And, of course, the Lincolns will get married the night before at 7:30 on the bluff, so we'll be able to do it at sunset as well.
Again, it is belgroveplantation.com. This really is a terrific place to check out. And even if you're local and are looking for just something different for a bed and breakfast, this is really worth your time.
Well, I will tell you, if you're a couple and you want to get away, this is a great place to do it. Even though we are on the main thoroughfare of 301, I will tell you, it is a world on itself. You go down the driveway. People say this all the time. You come down the driveway, it's like you're being transported back in time. And when you arrive here, it's very relaxing. It's a very warm location to be at. And we were awarded most romantic and most our best place for a proposal. And we've had a lot of surprise proposals here as well.
Terrific stuff. Michelle, we got to do this again. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming and seeing us.
It is Belgrove Plantation Bed and Breakfast, 9221 Belgrove Drive in King George, belgroveplantation.com, .org for the information on the foundation. A lot of things going on here. Make it a favorite and check it out. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please link, comment, and subscribe. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. You can also find us on Channel B Online at b1015.com, keyword podcasts. If you'd like to talk about your business, I want to hear from you. Ted at WFVARadio.com. The best way to get in touch with me, Ted at WFVARadio.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Until next time, when again, we are all business.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the host and guests on this podcast are their own and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting.